morning. Welcome to Thursday Thunder. Our thunder this morning. Got some sunshine. Got some sleeping kids upstairs trying to be a little quiet. Neighbors over there. I'm in a place called Hof von Solonze. Solonze Heuvelrug. Sort of northeastern Holland for a week with a bunch of friends. Having a good time. And I was almost thinking of naming this take this week, Hey, I Gotta Do This Thing. Because here's a little side tip, little bonus. And that's when you have a thing to do, and even if you're with your closest friends, you're having a great old time, and yet you say, hey, I've got this thing to do, and I want to do it. I like doing it. And they'll respect that. I mean, if it's your work and you got to work for 8 hours a day, I mean, that's no fun, especially part of your holiday together. But if you say, hey, I got to do this thing I'm into and I like doing, you know, they'll respect you. They'll admire you for it. They'll say, what is it? What are you doing? Oh, I do this weekly video recording. Oh, wow. Cool. Okay. Anyway, that's not my topic, although that could be the topic. But the topic today is a part one of a three-part mini-series, Accept, Believe, and Surrender. I'm working on my next book, Surrender, which is out next month, September. And surrender is a huge step in the nine-book Your Possible process. And it's one, I think it's underestimated how powerful it is. And so breaking it up, this could almost be a three-book series, but I'm trying to write fewer books, not more books. But if I break it up into accept, believe, and surrender. So let's talk about accept today. And I see accept also broken down to at least two parts. One part being accept where you are at this point in time. But the bigger acceptance is accept that there is a greater self of you. There's you of today, the everyday, then there's this greater being. We can get into what you want to call that, but those are the two acceptance points. So the first one, accept where you are today. This one I struggle with for years, if not decades. Accept that this is where you are at this point in time in your life. And it's you can get into all the, you're here for a reason, you've done these steps to get to these steps. Yes, you've had to do A, B, C to get to D. And if you can come to terms, if you can come to a peace with where you are at that time, it just releases so much built-up tension, so much energy that's stored in trying to make it not not accepting where you are at that point. So if you're, I'm making this much money, or I'm at this point in my career, or I have this house, or I am feeling this way, or I am this level of energy or strength or whatever it may be. If you're not accepting it, it's sort of, you know, putting your paddleboarding us today. It's sort of like putting your hands out in the water and slowing you down. You know, you might think, oh, I'm trying to guide, but you're slowing things down. Just paddle, go with the flow, go with the river. I've got the rivers again. Go with the river. And accept where you are. Now, by no means do I mean accept that this is your final destination and this is where you're stuck forever. Not at all. It's back to the river. This is where you are at this point in the river. And you will go forward unless you paddle backwards. And you could go left or right if you steer a bit. But if you can, I say you, if we can get to the point where this is where we are. Oh, look, there's that on the left bank, that on the right bank. Huh, I'm here in my life. Great. Where do I want to be? I want to be down there. There's going to be some breaks and forks in the river. We can choose which ones we want to do down the path. Great. Do those. Fine. By the way, the past river, it's done, right? You can't paddle back upstream. I mean, it's really hard. Paddle back upstream and change the decisions you've made to get you where you are now. So if you can let that go, that's another. It's just a whole set of emotions and energy that you can let go and use to better continue down your path. So that is the first part of accept. accepting where you are at this point in the river. It's a tough one. Believe me, I'm still not over it. I still think on a regular basis, when, why am I here? Why am I at this point? Why am I at this level? Right? This is where I am. Enjoy the view. Paddle a bit. Go with the flow. I know. It sounds so easy. Easier said than done. But there you have it. Next step. And we thought that one was tough. The next one is, I think it's even tougher. And this is accepting. And remember, we're going to accept, believe, and surrender. We are accepting that there is a, this is where we get vague, right? This is a greater source, a greater being, a greater sense of self, a bigger than you existence. And this is a huge step for many people. For me, I'm not sure when I finally overcame this hurdle, but I truly have, and I have accepted. So I see, I know we're going to think to jump to believing, but that is a different step. So the difference between accepting and believing. So for example, the easiest way I can say it, I thought it was like a cricket or a bird. I think it's somebody winding their parasol. The difference with accepting and believing is, the easiest way to say it is, accepting would be, I accept that this is true. I accept that this is the way it is. Or I accept that this is possible. Whereas believing would be, I accept that this is possible for me. Right? So I accept that this is the way it is. I accept that there is a greater self. I accept that there is something greater than me out there. Okay. And again, we're not to the point of believing. That's next video. But I accept it. And I know this is huge, because I think for a long, long time, you can pretend to accept, or you can force the acceptance and say, I accept it. No, I do. I swear. I do. I really do. I really do. But then you know that time, sort of late at night, you're about to fall asleep, and you think, I don't really accept it. I'm not there yet. It's okay. You can force yourself through it. You can plunge your way into it. Sort of that whole force feeding and trying. And it's okay. It's okay. It's a process. But accepting is the first step towards surrendering. Accept, believe, and surrender. So for today, we've had two elements of accept. There are probably more, but the accepting where you are at this point in your life, in all kinds of different aspects, and then the bigger element is accepting that there is a greater sense of you, a greater, and again, I'll use the word God, just because a lot of people understand that word, but it could be God with a lowercase g, right? Your God, your greater self, your being, your universe, your whatever you want to call this stuff, right? It is something that is greater than you. And again, we are just accepting that there is something out there, or is it in here, right? Where is this thing? I don't know. And that's all we're doing. At this point, we're only accepting that there is something. All right? Next time is believing, and then we'll get into surrendering. Book's coming out September 17th, 2020. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. This has been Thursday Thunder. Not a cloud in the sky. Actually, there's some little ripples over there. Oh, by these are the cornfields. Okay, you want to hear a joke? We're in a cruise. It's just after my dad passed away. We want to do something different. We're on a cruise in Mexico. And there's this stand-up comedian guy. And I can't remember if he was from Iowa, or he was just talked a lot about Iowa. And he said how you're in the car, and if you look out the window, it's corn, 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 football field. Corn, 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 corn. This is your background here. This is all corn. It's like, as far as the eye can see, we have cornfields. I'm enjoying a week away, and yet here I am. Hey, I got to do this thing. And today this thing is the mini series, three-part series, Accept, Believe, and Surrender. Today is Accept. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. This has been Thursday Thunder. I'm here every week. Are you?